You have tuned in to Open Mic on CJSF Radio, broadcasting on 90.1 FM from Burnaby Mountain, BC.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Open Mic. I'm your host, Varian, recording from somewhere. And I'm happy to be at radio this week. I had kind of like a pretty awesome summer this week, like doing a lot of cool stuff and whatnot. And so just this past evening, just last night, finally, you know, christened my newly purchased crash pads. I got some crash pads at a dealer from MEC, so we took them out to Squamish bouldering, supplemented by the good people at Ulterior who run Balancing Acts. They've got a huge surplus of crash pads for us to borrow, which thankfully like made a big difference. You know, like I have one crash pad, my buddy has one more. We would have been climbing some kind of sketchy boulders with just two crash pads, but thanks to Ulterior, we were able to like, you know, round out our amount of crash pads. We kind of had like the four of us had kind of like almost like a little climbing gym set up outside. It was so awesome. Like we went up to Squamish, like the lower Sheriff's Badge area, I think it's called, up that trail, very, very close to the Forest Service Road, and we were able to climb so many things. Like a much better experience my first time climbing outdoors. You know, climbing outdoors can definitely be like very intimidating. They always tell you that like the grades in which that you climb that you're used to at the gym and whatnot are significantly more generous outside, in that like they will be much harder. But thankfully there were like tons of you know, good little boulders that we were able to like even mantle and whatnot and kind of dig our feet into and get a good warm-up going and whatnot. And we got like a good book sent to us of all these like Squamish climbs and IDing all these boulders, and it was such a fun time. You know, it was such a great time. I encourage you guys all, if you guys have the means, to go outside and try to go climb outdoors. I know Balancing Acts in Vancouver runs a lot of cool events where you can kind of get your toes dip your toes into what outdoor climbing is, because you know what, like it's fun to climb, you know, at the gym and all. You know, I think that's like, I would almost say that climbing is in right now, but climbing in the gym is sort of like what's in vogue right now. But I implore you all to go try climbing outdoors, because it's just like so much more different. Also, like coming from like a street skateboarding perspective, it just feels like more, you know, like you kind of like suss out a rock and you're like, oh, can we do this? Oh, somebody's like waxed this spot, or somebody's got little bits of chalk on here, you know what I mean? So very fun in that way. But on the outset of our programming today, I'd like to acknowledge that CJSF broadcasts atop Burnaby Mountain on the unceded ancestral territories of the Coquitlam, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh First Nations. We're going to get into some music here for our first track this week. I've got a song called Runner by Jed and the Valentine off their album Awake. Here it is.
Or smoke into the afternoon. Orange in the skyline, I know that my time's coming soon. Burning up, burning out. Back and forth, our footwork now. Dancing through your fire. Trying to drown all of me. Thank you.
Welcome back. That last track before was by Loma. Please come in here on CGSF 90.1 FM. I'm your host, Varian. This past weekend, I was very fortunate to get the day off from work. Shouts out to my manager for pulling some strings for me so I could rearrange some time off for myself. But this weekend was the Celebrations of Light, which, as a kind of local Vancouverite, I feel like most people don't really gravitate towards. I get this impression that it's like not worth the hassle most of the time. But this was kind of like a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity because we had a friend who graciously let me invite like a couple more people onto their sailboat so that we could go to English Bay and see the fireworks from the boat side, which was amazing. It was such a good time. It involved us like going down to like the marina that's ostensibly like in Richmond, Milltown, and we sailed around the peninsula there, like sailed around UBC. It was super weird to see kind of Wreck Beach from like the opposite side, but we departed really early, and so we got like such a prime spot, like right on the right, like, you know, right in front of the barge, essentially, like right in English Bay. We're like looking at the fireworks barge, you know. We got there really early, like, so we anchored out and just like had such a great day, like on a boat, you know, which is like a very fortunate thing to do. I feel like, you know, obviously, like, I feel very fortunate to have known somebody who knows somebody that has a boat, you know. It's definitely like feels like a big thing, especially for like my age, just because it's like I'm 24 and like I know sure as hell like no one else in my sort of age group has a boat. But you know, shout out to this guy Larson. He was very, very generous to let us come and sail on his boat. And yeah, we posted up, like swam. The water was great, and it was super good weather. We like barbecued, had some drinks. There was this really funny moment where there was only about six of us that sailed out from the marina from Milltown. Maybe about six of us. Let's see, it was me, three other friends. So there's seven of us on the boat. And we had to sort of accommodate people who were like getting off work that Saturday or something or other. So we had to do a bit of like a beach mission. And so it's really funny. We get to basically where we've anchored, and we've got a little dinghy, and there's the exclusion zone where, boats cannot park, just probably because it's too close to the barge where the fireworks are at, or just because like Red Bull had like a stunt, like a little crop duster, like stunt plane doing like a bunch of flips. So that's probably like why. And so, we've got our captain Larson, who's on this little dinghy, like paddling, like trying to get through to shore. And then all of a sudden we see a police boat, like speed through the exclusion zone and try to intercept him. And we're all watching him get stopped by the police, but they let him go and whatnot. And every time they make a trip, because they had to make two trips to collect everybody, like all of their friends, to get them aboard. Every time it was so funny, the police like stopped and they were just like, okay, well, you've got this window right here before 9:00. And that's like, you know, that's the deadline. Otherwise you can't go through the exclusion zone. So they just had to paddle as fast as they could through the window to ferry back and forth as many people as possible. And so we're like 9:00 on a boat, and it's just like super nice, like we've got like perfect sunset right off the water, and it's also like the night of UFC 304. So I have this like very, very like comical video on my phone of like this beautiful sunset setting over like, you know, the mountains and whatnot, and I pan towards like all these guys crowded around a cell phone to watch the UFC fight, which is very funny. Like, it's just like, you know, BC's like natural like splendor, and like a bunch of dudes like getting hyped over a boxing or an MMA fight, rather, like halfway across the world, you know. It's so funny too. It's, you would think that There's not like amazing reception in the water, despite us like being, you know, still so close to English Bay. And so the workaround, funny enough, was to tie a cell phone that's hotspotting to the main mast in like a little dry bag and just sort of raise it all the way to the top so we get the best line of sight. And that kind of acted as our like Wi-Fi router so they could like stream their UFC fight. I thought that was really, really funny, but that kind of felt like, you know, I've been a little bit busy this summer and I've been a little bit like maybe gaming too much, but that felt like a good start to my summer, which is very funny considering that today is August 1st and I just paid my rent and I have to go back to school in about a month. But, you know, that will be a lasting memory for sure because, man, what a night. Like, it was such beautiful fireworks and we were just grilling and everyone's having a good time listening to music, you know, just sort of having a good little party afterwards. Like after the fireworks, we like went down to the cabin and we had like a little like nightclub DJ thing, you know, and like, you know, such a like a high of the night moment. It was such a great time for me. Even the I suppose like the Granville Island pirate ship, I guess, like people can charter it out to watch the fireworks. But I think because my buddies who own the boat, I think they're like related to like the Granville Island Ferry Company. I think they have or had worked there in the past. And so I guess I didn't know, but you can wage sea warfare on the little tourist like pirate ship. Larson had like a bunch of these super soaker water guns and we waged war against their like little, they have these little short, like not super powerful, like hoses on the side of their pirate ship. So that was such a good time. Yeah. Anyways, time to get to some more music here. For my next track, I have got a song by Jana Camille. Here's Roadkill on CGSF 90.1 FM.